crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett is joining us this morning on WBEN. More concerns that Russia is upping its game, flexing its muscle regarding outside aid to Ukraine. Brad, what are we talking about here? What are they doing? And does any of this have anything to do with the election this week here in the U.S.?
Well, who knows the answer to that question? But what you have is the following, that two DHL warehouses, one in Germany, one in England, had a device explode at each one of them. Further analysis revealed that they were magnesium bombs secreted inside some sort of electric massage device. So somebody went to the trouble of, you know, obviously building a bomb like this and then secreting it inside this massage device. And so further analysis by the Polish folks, I think Poland was involved because maybe that's where the packages originated. Obviously the Germans and the Brits, and I think now us, are looking at what's going on here. Why, I mean, what's the motive of putting these small bombs, but powerful enough because of the heat they produce, of taking down a plane if they'd go off inside the cargo bay of a plane, as to what Russia might be up to. The Polish folks are mentioning Russia because they specifically say it's the Russian military intelligence folks, the GRU, who are wildly known as doing dirty tricks around the world, including a number of them are indicted here in the U.S. on hacking cases. They've been involved in poisonings and other stuff. But the point being, it still takes us back to what's the real purpose here? Is it to maybe tell Europe, U.S., Canada, where these planes ultimately were headed, that you need to stop helping Ukraine? Or is it something else? I mean, it's just sort of unknown. Or is it a test system by the Russians to see if they can get explosive devices through prevention techniques, that, you know, X-ray machines, et cetera?
You know, Brad, you bring up, it's almost like two separate really kind of pressing issues. One is the, you know, role that Russia is playing and how they may be trying to punish, whether it's the U.S. or other countries in Europe over aid to Ukraine over the last couple of years. But the other is just the safety of air travel, or really anything that can hold a package, when you consider how many things are shipped across the world every single day.
I mean, you're talking, the estimates are 338 billion packages worldwide move around. I mean, UPS alone, just here in the U.S., Brian, moved 20 million plus packages. So, I mean, that obviously takes you away from individuals, obviously, looking at each package. But, you know, what detection devices, and they all have them. But is this a test to see if they can get something through maybe DHL's security aboard one of DHL's planes that ultimately comes to the U.S.? I mean, it has a lot of dark thoughts when you think about why you would do that. But to your earlier point, is it just, you know, Russia's telling us, look what we can do. Don't mess with us.
And, you know, here in the U.S., are the TSA and other agencies stepping up their game to watch out for this?
Yeah, and they're constantly stepping up their game. I mean, I read about equipment that they've tested and implemented after adequate testing. You know, different ways to detect explosives or other hazardous material as it might move through the TSA. And that would include, obviously, dogs sometimes, but, you know, detecting different types of explosives, and in particular, can you detect them if they're secreted inside something that's really tightly sealed? You know, all that, you know, is unknown, at least from my perspective. But I think they do the best they can based on the sheer volume of just all of us traveling as much as we do.
It's actually amazing they're able to catch anything.
True.
Well, Brad, thank you for the update, and just something else to keep on our radar.